Welcome to The Ether. Today is Sunday, August 7th, 2022. Today on The Ether, the Cosmos Ecosystem Review with the IBC Gang, hosted by Crypto Tank. Let's take a listen.
What's up, brother? What's going on? Another lovely weekend. For me, it's midday Sunday. We're going to be talking about what's happening on the charts and off the charts for the Cosmos ecosystem. We're jumping into a little bit of this, a little bit of that. A lot of stuff happening. What's up, everybody? What's up, TerraSpace? What's up, Gaines? Jacob? Kevin? What's up, guys? We're just getting started, so we're going to give a couple of moments for some people to funnel in. As always, this is an open platform. Anybody that wishes to bring up anything whatsoever can jump up in here and raise their hand or voice their concerns or ask any questions whatsoever. We don't pull any punches and we don't hide from any topics here. So if you guys want to do that at any time, please feel free to just raise your hand and I'll bring you guys up here. We are going to be going over first, before we even talk about the drama for your mama, we're going to be talking about the charting, because the charting is the funnest thing right now happening. Not just in the Cosmos ecosystem, but across a lot of the ecosystem, across all of crypto in general. So we'll be covering that. I'll be giving you guys my two cents about what I'm seeing realistically, where I think it might be going and or stalling, maybe even falling. I'll just give you guys my two cents quickly about that. And then again, if anybody wants to, you know, pull up and talk about anything that's been happening, what's up, Rusty? We can do that. So let me first go ahead and pull up my trading view really quickly and see what we can see. I was such a bad boy today in church. I kept looking down at my what's up, Rusty? I kept looking down at my my phone, looking at the charts and looking at crypto Twitter. I was like, forgive me, Lord, for I have sinned. I'm looking at my phone while I'm at church. Let's take a look at things. We're looking at Bitcoin real quickly on the hourly. I usually look at the daily, and I am using Market Cipher as my primary oscillator and indicator tool of choice. Again, guys, if you guys ever want to follow along with any of these chartings before I get into anything, feel free. Let me get Grit up here, speaker, and then let me get you up here as co-host as well, if you don't mind, just in case. Okay. What's up, buddy? What's up,
Asad? Oh, just not happy with Gelada. You're like, exactly.
Ah, well, we're gonna talk about that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, well, we can talk about a whole bunch of things. There's a lot of people feisty this weekend.
No, their response was just awful. Like, I literally was like, what about the security of your end users? And they don't give a shit. So.
Oh, well, we got to talk about that. We're going to have to talk about that. I'm not fully caught up on that. I was primarily talking about a few other things, but you can catch us up with it after we go over the charts.
Well, they did something good with their airdrop, but yeah, I don't know. Yeah, but go ahead.
We'll talk about that. Yeah, we'll talk about that in just a little bit. I just want to quickly briefly touch base on the charts and give people like my two cents about what I'm seeing. So Bitcoin, we're on the hourly instead of the daily, because I kind of want to get a better idea and zoom in a little bit on some of these resistance and support lines that we have going on. I did tell you guys, just for reference, I am using Market Cipher as our primary oscillator and indicator tool of choice. If you guys ever want to follow along and get more detail about what I'm talking about and you know, see the charts, all you have to do is follow us Monday through Friday. We do go live on YouTube. It's just called IBC Gang. Like it says above, it's really simple and easy to find, guys. You guys can follow us along. We go live 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, 9:15 Central Standard Time, Monday through Friday. So, and we do, of course, keep our recordings up. We never erase anything. So if you guys want to go back, if you guys can't make that, you guys can always go back and watch the show. With that being said, though, you can also join us in our Discord as well. All you have to have to do is follow us on YouTube, and then you'll see the links down below in any one of our videos. Anyway, enough shielding. Let's go ahead and jump on into it. So on the 1 hourly time frame, guys, we are actually getting rejected off 23,160. This is actually a line that I projected out there a long time ago. And I was wanting to see, because we did break up through it multiple times in the past, I'd say a couple of days. And right now we are just threading underneath it. So pretty good price action, if you don't mind me saying so. Again, like I said, we actually first came up through it back here on the 19th of July, and we actually topped out all the way up at 24,284. Since then, we have basically come back down and threaded through this line that I'm talking about, which again is 23,160 to 23,200. We've kind of threaded back and forth between resistance. Again, resistance is 24,300 to this line again, which I'm referencing to 23,160 or 23,200 several different times. We've threaded through it several different times. And in fact, we're just below it right now, which on the 1 hourly is just below the 200 SMA. So we are actually hanging out and threading through what I thought was expected price action. Not a bad thing, not a bad thing at all. If we can just hold above 23, primarily and realistically 22.5, and just stay above that for the next couple of days, especially leading into this afternoon's options opening, I think we're going to be in a really, really good looking fashion or form to see higher price appreciation, not primarily for Bitcoin entirely, but for a lot of the other crypto assets that are out there. I'm not going to say in general like altcoins, but we are seeing a lot of other really good protocols and projects out there seeing really good action right now on the charts, right? So not all of them in altcoins are going to be running, but if Bitcoin just stabilizes, a lot of these really good, especially layer one, and even some of those layer twos might actually be able to have some room for a lot more growth. Specifically, of course, I'm talking about the Cosmos ecosystem, because we're cosmonauts through and through, but I'll get to that in just a little bit. Right now, again, just for Bitcoin, I would like to see us stay above 23, obviously, but realistically, we could come all the way down to 22.5 and still be A-okay. We could even, honestly, guys, if I zoom out and go to the daily, we could even come all the way. I know you guys wouldn't want to hear this, but we could even come all the way down to about 22 and be absolutely fine. We're just going to be ebbing and flowing. That, I mean, we'd be absolutely fine. We have a lot more levels underneath that for support. But again, I'm just looking for that slow, sustainable and maintainable growth in the charts. I'm not looking for any kind of parabolic move. In fact, I would really actually like to see Bitcoin just go sideways. I'd like for it to just go sideways and put a good layer of foundation out there on the price action so that we can build upon it. Again, in order for us to build taller structures or big structures, we need to actually have a really good base layer to build upon, right? So again, sideways action is not a bad thing, guys. If anybody has any questions at all or comments, feel free to jump on and let me know. Tell me if I'm completely crazy and tell me I'm wrong and we're going to go to 10K, because I know a lot of people have that theory as well. But you know what? Until the trend gets broken, the trend is our friend until it's not. And right now, again, guys, that trend will stay intact. If we can realistically come all the way down to about 20,900 and still, like I said, 21,000, and we'd be absolutely fine, right? We could realistically, until we break $20,724, we're still fine. Trend still intact. Like, we're still making higher lows on the larger time frames. So again, don't go freaking out until, you know, there's time to really freak out. If you haven't already taken profits, consider it. You never know when we're wrong, you know, and nobody knows the future. Nobody can predict the absolute tops or bottoms. Anybody that's done it in the past have just basically gotten lucky, including myself. So again, guys, be an avid profit taker, be a consistent and proactive profit taker, and none of this is going to matter, guys. None of it's going to matter. Let's move on into, let's take a look at Ethereum. Ethereum sitting at $1,700 basically, and right now is trying to retest its previous high. I think we recently got back up to 1786. And right now, as long, it's kind of wild. It is kind of wild. As long as we stay, just like Bitcoin, kind of within that 16,500 to 1,700 range, it has a really good chance to run up. And the next level of real good resistance is going to be right around 1880. That's what I'm looking at on the charts, guys. And you guys can clearly look at it. And if you guys want to follow along on the charts that I'm looking at, you guys can clearly look at it, though. Well, getting ahead of myself. If you guys want to follow along, you guys know what to do. But if you guys don't, you can clearly see that on the charts. 1880 is basically previous resistance before we took another slippery slide to the downside with price action on the daily time frame. It didn't hold up for very long, but it was a small stalling point before we took that slippery slide of death, which basically Terra collapsing initiated. But again, that's basically just coming right back up to where we were before that happened. And yeah, so be on the lookout for that, guys. Let's go ahead and just skip right on into the Cosmos ecosystem, because I know all of you guys just want to degen into the Cosmos space. Adam right now trading for 11.42. Look, if you guys have been following my YouTube channel, I've been saying it for a long, long time, that we could pop up really, really quickly to these levels. And right now we are retesting previous resistance levels. Realistically, though, we do need to get up above 11.55 in order for us to actually break through previous resistances that's been holding us down. So we're looking really good right now, but I'll be honest with you, the same pattern's kind of playing out right now from what I'm seeing with price action and the momentum, even on the daily. And if let me go back down and kind of cycle through the lower time frames. Well, no, I mean, the 8 hour looks good. The 8 hour just had a, well, not fully. We just had a green dot on Marcus Cypher B not too long ago. And we are popping back up, retesting that level of resistance right now. I don't know. I was at charts when I was looking at this. And so some things have changed a little bit. The previous 8 hour candle, I did see a strong wick on it a little bit. But right now it does look like we are just re-pushing back up to that key level of resistance, which again is right around 1150 to 1155. We need to get above on the daily time frame 1155 on my charts for us to remain really, really good looking. We could stay right at it, that's totally fine. But I would like to see, because this would be basically the third touch or third attempt to break through this resistance. And on the third attempt, I really would like to see some strong oomph to get us through that resistance. So that's just where I'm coming from with that. I would like to really see us really push hard through that resistance level. And if not, that's totally fine. We'll just squeeze out on this ascending triangle pattern that we've been in. I'm fishing again for that ascending triangle pattern definition. But we'd just be kind of squeezing out this triangle pattern that we're in, still well above our support line that has been holding up for a long, long time on the daily time frame. So looking absolutely good for Adam. Again, I've been saying it on the stream for a long time that there's some things that could be fundamentally happening for the Adam token here shortly that could be the catalyst to get us back over the 200 SMA on the daily time frame, which the 200 SMA, guys, is around $19. That is going to be coming down to meet price action. So it's not like where price action is just going to jet straight up to the 200 SMA. The 200 SMA is going to come down and kind of meet us with price action. So I'm kind of guessing that it's going to be probably somewhere between the higher levels of the 382 and the 236 on my charts. That's probably realistically going to be right around $16 to $17. And I think that's where the 200 SMA and price action is probably more than likely going to meet up with each other. In any case, if you are not taking profits, like I said with Bitcoin, please consider to do so. I'm not giving you guys financial advice, but if you guys have taken positions anywhere below in the recent price action on the charts, anywhere from the 18th of June, you are in massive, massive profits right now, percent-wise on the charts. Now, just eyeballing it from that low, which was basically $5.58, right now with price action, you are up 97.37%. So if you are not taking some sort of profits, and I don't know, some of you guys are trying to build long-term bags, but if you're not taking some sort of profits on a 97% move to the upside in little over a month, I don't know what to tell you. It's 50 days, basically. 50 days from that low to where we are right now, you've basically gotten 97.37% move to the upside in percent-wise on the charts. A little bit more, you know, we've wicked up to over 100% on some price movements before getting rejected, but still, it doesn't really matter. If you're not taking some kind of profits, if you're not rewarding yourself in some kind of way, you have only yourself to blame. So I just kind of want to remind you guys that on the day, we are seeing 7.41% move for Adam on the daily time frame with price action. So that's, again, I've said it on my streams. If you see a 4% move and you're on a spot position trying to trade, maybe a little different for you investors. But if you see a 4% move and you're not taking profits, only person that you should be looking, blaming is the one you're looking at in the mirror. So you guys get what I'm trying to get at. With that, we do have some positions down below or price actions down below that I'm looking for. If price action does get rejected again, I'm looking short term for 1037. I'm looking for 990, 958, 861, and even 764. You guys don't believe me, but it's there. 764 is when the trend gets reversed and we are no longer in a bullish trend to the upside. We'd be making a new trend and invalidating so all the work that we've started since basically June 18th. So I just want to throw that out there for you guys. Secret up 4.93% on the day. Pretty good price action. In fact, it got up to about $1.25. We're sitting at $1.19 at the current moment. So it was up actually probably around 6.2% before it fell back down to where it's at right now. It is getting rejected on my charts at the 0.5 Fibonacci. And again, it's been getting rejected. This is the second hard rejection from that 0.5, which is right around 122 on my chart. So again, it's all good though. Like, you know, this is just a second knock. I would expect us to kind of get rejected on the second knock. I don't expect for Secret to answer the door or for us to break down the door until the third knock, so we can get rejected off the 0.5, come back down, find some support off basically where I have this line, which is 112, just a little couple cents below us right now. Find some support and kind of ping pong between the 0.5 and that 112 until finally squeezing it out and hopefully breaking up past the 0.5, coming up back to previous rejection points, which was right around 130. That would be really, really good price action. Again, if Bitcoin can just hold on and go sideways, I think a lot of these really good, especially Cosmos ecosystem plays, have a really strong chance of doing these kind of things. So yeah. I'm going to move on and talk about Juno real quick. I know everybody right now is in love with Juno. I am too. I'm not going to lie, but I've already taken profits and I'm an active profit taker. If you're not, again, same story that I just preached to you guys, please consider doing so. Don't be an idiot. Take profits when profits are there, especially when you get double digit gains percent wise on the charts in less than 48 hours, right? Like, oh my God, if you're not taking profits, like you only have you to blame. From June 13th to where we are right now, guys, let me just kind of give you guys a real good food for thought point of view. That is 56 fucking days. You are up. If you bought that absolute low, which is right around $2.01, which probably not a lot of you guys did because, you know, it's hard to do limit orders. But if you guys actually were buying that shit, you guys are up in 56 days, 172%. So again, I want to remind you guys and stress, take fucking profits. You're up even on spot. I know you're trying to build long-term bags, but God dang it, if you don't take profits on a 172% move in 56 days, you should not call yourself a trader or investor. You should go find something else to do. Guys, right now in 56 days, 172%, that's massive. I put out a tweet last week. This is last week, guys, back on the second, I believe. I believe it was the second when I put out a tweet that I would like to have seen price action come. Actually, I think it was the 30. I think it was the last day. It was the 31st. I told you guys that I would like to actually see price action come back down and retest a certain level on my charts, which was right around $3.95. I pointed it out on my tweet. Price action came exactly down to where I told you guys to look out for. And then it bounced. It bounced really freaking hard off right around $3.96 to $4. Again, I'm looking at the daily, so you know it's kind of skewed a little bit. But since then, guys, in 6 days, in less than seven fucking days, you were up 36.59%. Just food for thought for you guys. You were up 36.59% on spot. Even if you bought this on JunoSwap, even if you bought this on Osmosis, where the fees are fucking low as hell, you're not leveraging. You're in a position where you're seeing massive gains. For God's sakes, take some profits, my friends. Keep some of your long-term bags. Sure, I get it. But you know what? The play is to make that triple plus move, right? All of my positions, everything that I do, even my long-term, I'm a swing trader. Even my trades, let's just say trades, are always trying to work towards recognizing my initial investment in the trade back. So I secure my initial investment, adding some kind of profits percent wise. It doesn't matter what it is. Take some percent gains and store it away, like build up that stable bag. And then also make sure you leave enough back so when you do all those first two things, you have extra crypto, extra tokens to hold long term. That's free and clear. It's house money. You can keep that in your staking bag. I call it the triple plus. Go for the triple plus positions. And God be it, if you're not up in that triple plus in 6 days, being up 36.59%, you guys got to come and watch the channel. Y'all got to come and watch the IBC YouTube channel that goes live every single day, Monday through Friday at 9:15 Central Standard Time. Or if you can't make it, just watch the fucking videos. Because I'm not giving you financial advice, but, you know, it's there. I say it all the damn time. It's there. Make sure that you're a winner. Protect yourself. Be the crazy person. Be the abuser between your capital and your assets. Be the abuser in the relationship, guys. Be the abuser. You're supposed to be here not letting your assets abuse you, not letting this crypto game abuse you. You're supposed to be over here abusing the fuck out of the capital, out of the assets that you're investing with, into with your capital. Make other people pay. That's the name of the game. Be wolves. Eat people. Eat sheep. Eat those crying baby lambs. All of them. Let me move into Osmosis. Osmosis up 0.85%. So not doing as great as some of the other ones, but hey, it's still moving, guys. It's still moving up. In fact, it bounced right off $1.04, the same section that I've been sharing that is very similar to Secret right now, very, very critical level. And it bounced really, really well. If I go ahead and take a look on the hourly time frame, let me reset my charts here. From that bounce, guys, just a little while ago, you are up from that line to where current price action is 7.22%. So again, 4% or more in crypto is my baseline rule where I'm starting to take profits. You should be taking profits on anything above 5%. You really freaking should. And that is in less than 2 days from when we cut through that line. In fact, when we found a low, actually, I should probably do this on the Osmosis charts, even though I hate the Osmosis charts. Can we just not do better with this expert chart looking things or whatever it is? Let me see here. From the recent low, guys, which was here on August 7th, 107, to where we are right now, you're up 5.52. That's 16 hours. The most recent ultimate low that you guys could have got the best position happened on the 3rd. That's when it went down to 99 cents on Osmosis to where you are right now. You're up 14.23% in 4 days, a little over 4 days. Again, if you're not taking profits, find something better to do in your life because you're not going to make it. Take some profits. Oh, guys, I don't know what's gotten into me over the past month, but I'm just not like no more Mr. Nice Guy with my streams and saying stuff, guys. I don't get paid enough from YouTube or Twitter or any of this other stuff. In fact, I do all this at a loss. So I'm just going to say it like it is. I'm going to say it like it is, guys. Take some freaking profits. Sorry, I didn't see you guys request earlier. What's up, Rusty?
Hey, Tank.
Yo, what's up, man?
Hey, let me ask your opinions. I always hear you preaching taking profits, and I'll admit I have a problem with this. What are your thoughts on, you know, with the whole crash, even before that, right? There was all the whale shit with Juno, and I lost life-changing amounts of money. So what are your thoughts on, so I saw that, you know, come all the way from $46 all the way down. So I'm a big Juno holder, but what are your thoughts on somebody who's got a huge bag of that? I don't know. I'm torn because I want to, you keep talking about the long-term gains. Yeah, I want to get there too, but I don't know. It's just a constant struggle. And I know a lot of people.
Rusty.
Yes.
You have to buy when others are fearful.
I'm not going to put it out there, but I know Rusty's been actively buying.
Well, people are fearful, you know, because of the dip. Mm. And they're like, oh, will Juno ever go back up? Look at it right now. I don't know. And a lot of stuff is launching in 6 months. You know, you're always going to have the inflated price versus the baseline price. I paid all my Juno at $42 a coin, and I'm about to go from 25 coins to 1,000 starting next week. So.
So.
I'm just kind of asking because I know there's a lot of people, and I know it's like I want to, but goddamn, at the same time, I want to just fucking retire too. So I almost got to that point, but you know, hindsight's 20/20.
So
well, it's are you playing with like money that you invest, or is it money that you have already profited from?
No. I took out all my initial investment a long time ago. Now everything that's in there is
it's
all free and clear. So
that's the best. But still, I because you know that's the same position that I'm in. Okay, I'm just going to speak freely about my position, right? And I've said this a couple of times before, but so I bought the vast majority. I got a lot of Juno, obviously with the drop, right? But I bought a lot more when it first came out. Like when it first. Excuse me, I had to burp. When it first came out, I bought between, I think realistically, it was about $4. Like when it first, no, it wasn't $4. It was, what was it? Let me go back and look, actually. I can actually tell you right now.
It was around $4 to $5 in those first few days.
Yeah, it was like the first, when it first, let me go back and look at it again, because I actually have it marked on my chart. For me, I bought right around like $4. And then I stopped buying right around 440, but I bought a large amount of it, right? And again, I was actually actively taking profits and got myself free and clear before the massive run up. But actually, I got myself free and clear when it got somewhere around $10 with my initial investment. And I was very much like you, like, you know, and I'm sure we don't have to dox yourself entirely, but, you know, a large lump sum of money I've seen it run up and then come all the way back down. I myself, because it was free and clear, and I've been saying this on my channel, it's a little different, right? Like I preach to taking profits for people that are not usually in that free and clear position, because it is a totally different game when you are free and clear. It leaves you up for being able to do certain things without emotions, without being wrecked, kind of thing. So I will admit, I've seen mine go all the way up to the high. Multiple zeros in my account, and then come all the way back down to where it's at right now. And I didn't sell. Oh, I sold a little bit, but I didn't sell the vast majority of anything realistically, because I have a thesis, and I'll share it to answer your question. That, you know, I believe in Juno. I have a theory that Juno is going to be in the next 2 years, especially. Past its all-time, its previous all-time high. So I'm not like, I don't even lose sleep. I don't even worry about it because I look at the tokenomics. I look at the inflation schedule. You know, the first 3 years is what I've been preaching. I made a video when I first tried to, before I was even the IBC gang, I were close to around there, and telling people why, you know, I thought they should buy Juno back in, I think like early December or whatever it was. And it's still,
I remember
the same.
That video. Yeah.
Yeah. It's still the same. That everything is still, it doesn't matter about the whale. It doesn't matter about all the downtime or the, you know, attacks we've had. All that shit doesn't fucking matter. It's a permissionless, to me, this is not financial advice either to you guys, by the way. This is just me. To me, it's a permissionless smart contract that was grassroots. Doesn't matter if it has its problems. Every fucking thing has its problems, but it was a grassroots movement from the ground up with the community, the way that it was, gosh, there's so many different terminologies. Fair dropped, I guess, was the term that they used, I think. Anyway, the way that it was introduced to the people and the way that the inflation schedule is set along with the vesting schedule from the team, it's insane. Like, it's insanely bullish. The first 3 years, I made it a commitment after I took out my initial investment that I was not going to touch anything for the first 3 years because I wanted to really take advantage of that high annualized reward rate. And really, really start stacking it up while the getting was good. I mean, we're at 40, we're going to go to 20, and then we're going to go to 10. It's going to be so hard to get a permissionless smart contract option out there in the cryptoverse. I mean, I've said this so many times before, right? But like, let's be honest. Is there any other thing that is remotely close as far as for permissionless smart contract other than Juno and ETH that you can compare it to? And it's not even a fair comparison because if you know anything about Ethereum, right, the one of the biggest bullish things, I mean, yeah, it does have its first mover advantage and whatnot, but the thing that set it apart from everything else was permissionless. Anybody could drop some dumb shit on it. Anybody. The doors were wide fucking open. You needed nobody's permission. And so, yes, you're going to get a lot of shitty things. You're going to get a lot of hacks. Like, of course, if you know the the history behind, even remotely close to about Ethereum, right? It's had its fair share of problems. Even still, it's ongoing, but yet it has the one of the highest, TVLs for an ecosystem by far, and the most products launched and all this other stuff, right? When you really think about it, what other permissionless smart contract that has the token structure, that has the community and the origin story that Juno has, is what else is out there right now? And somebody raise your hand and tell me if you're not speaking. Because there's none. I've looked. There is nothing fucking else out there. And so for me, I still say, you know, if when I preach taking profits, obviously, right, like you have to be, and you guys know I do my DCA strategy 4x4. I'm always reinforcing my positions and more positions. In fact, when it came back down to where we were, guys, I bought more. I bought a whole lot more. And so the week before, I had a $10,000 week on spot, just reinforcing and being free and clear. Now I have more free and clear, you know, long-term to hold on to ride back up past the previous all-time highs. Like, I'm thoroughly convinced that that is going to happen in the next 2 years. So none of this shit matters to me. So I don't know if that answers your question, Rusty.
It's just hard to take profit, right? I just think that I agree. I think it's going somewhere really big, and I'm free and clear. Everything's house money for a long time. I've been playing with house money. I do throw some extra bones in there that I make off the NFT stuff. It's hard.
Yeah.
I've just usually been, like last week, I bought like 1,000 more Juno, but it's hard to take profits on that. You know, I'll take some here and there, but I think it's just something that everyone, a lot of people have that. It's like, shit. But
It's just always different strokes, different folks, right? Like if you were reinforcing position, if you were DCAing back down, especially the way that I practice it, right? Like the 4x4 split up into quarters, and even those quarters are split up into quarters so that you're reinforcing that DCA, or that, you know, you're really averaging back down your overall position. It all depends on how they've played it prior, right? And of course, like, I'll admit that, right? It just doesn't work out if you're not practicing the rest of it. But like, still, even now, with a lot of the things that are, you know, I said it earlier, I do it somewhat with Juno, but I do also another strategy where, again, with my staking rewards, one day I'll just go straight back into compounding for my long-term bags. The next day I take 100% profits on my staking rewards. And the next day it's 50-50. I do half and half of that. And then the fourth day, I'll just convert whatever else that I don't have or need more of those rewards into a different asset that I'm bullish on or looks bullish at the current moment. But it always depends on what the market, or what that asset looks like in the market at that current time. So the ability to be fluid and the ability to take a look at what's happening as it's happening without a biased kind of emotional standpoint is really the key to making all of that kind of stuff work. So again, there is, I will admit, it is hard to take profits, and it's a struggle bus for a lot of people, especially in the way that they're in their positions. But again, if you guys haven't been watching the show, come watch it. Like, it's never too late to start dollar cost averaging back in. Even if you bought the top of Juno, by God, start dollar cost averaging now. Like, you already bought the fucking top. Guess what? If you're bullish on it when you were buying the fucking top, you should be.
Did we lose him?
Pardon me. Wife aggro. She's getting her nails done and she wants to talk about everything in the world. Sorry about that. So I get it. It's rough for a lot of people, but if you bought the top, you should be thanking your lucky stars. If you were bullish for Juno back then, like, you, there's nothing that should have changed you being bullish for Juno at $5.56.
This is prices. This is right. You know, price is the initial price when it launched. Yeah. I mean, this price right now, but there's so much more happening, obviously. I mean, I hate to say this, but with the Terra downfall, it was a fucking blessing in disguise for Juno, because now there's so many great products and devs and builders coming over here. It's just tough not to be bullish, and I've probably got an unhealthy obsession with Juno.
Well, I mean, but you're absolutely right? Like, back then, even before the mass, like, while we were seeing that massive run-up, we had nowhere near as much as what we have going on right now. So, like, again, if you were bullish back then, and now we see the legs, like, you know, I always compare things as children and stuff like that, especially being a parent. You guys all know, like, you're seeing right now growing pains for Juno, but Juno has finally found its leg. It finally has some muscle tone to its growth. And it's, you know, just take a look around. Go check out the Juno page and see everything that's coming, everything that's built right now. I know a lot of people say, oh, it's just a DAO chain right now. The fuck so? Who cares? That's the shit. Like, that's awesome. That's super innovative. Like, I don't know. Again, maybe I'm a little overly bullish. I don't know. Maybe. But, like, to me, the writing's on the wall. And unless somebody can clearly come out and show me another permissionless smart contract play with somewhere even close to the origin story or inflation schedule or tokenomics that Juno has, I'm probably going to hold on to this horse for a long fucking time. So please do, guys. Please come in and tell me if there's another permissionless smart contract play that's out there that you guys know of that's even close to it. What's up, Jerry?
Hey, also, I wanted to give a quick shout out to Grits and showing me some stuff with his portfolio manager behind the scenes. It looks really cool. So, you know, good work, Grits. You should be proud of yourself, bud. I know you put a lot of hard work into it. It looks really cool.
That man's been working like crazy. Let me get you up here too, Robo. What's up? What's up? Hey, Knots. I saw you up here. Can you hear us? Can you speak? Is that Jerry? I don't know if he's having problems. What's up, Robo?
Fucking Jerry, that's not Woodpecker. Is that Woodpecker or not? Is that Woodpecker or what? Is that Jerry? It's not Woodpecker now. If it is,
I think it is. I think he's having problems with the speaker.
I'll tell you what, if it's fucking Juno, Jerry, we go back a long way because we did two spaces together back in the day before I took a little.
Oh, no, that's Jerry from Knots. Jerry from Knots. I think two different. Yeah,
it's a
Jerry. No, it's the same Jerry.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah, Jerry? No, you're right. It is the same Jerry.
No, he just hides behind the Knots emblem.
I've got some wicked posts about Jerry, man. We had some crack back in the day, man. Listening about Juno, though. So up to now, the nephew stack is 1,800. That's how much Juno the nephew's got at the minute is 1,800. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to keep adding to it, like, fellas. Like it's like every, like, few days when it was, like, fucking someone. Tank, what did you say the all-time low was? Or didn't it drop below $2? It dropped below $2, no? Yeah. Because Wolf shipped a load at fucking dirt prices, no?
Yeah, yeah. It got pretty low. I think, let me see what the actual, like, exact low. It was right around 201 or, like, 199, something like that.
I thought it was around about that, like, I thought it skimmed. That fucking I don't know, mate, because I don't know, with slippage and stuff, do you ever really fucking look? Like you said earlier, I heard you mention, like, about order books and stuff. Like, I mean, it's on cracking now. Let's see what fucking happens, boys.
Dude, guys, I mean, honestly, like I said, I really do think in the next 3 years, I mean, you just think about the inflation schedule, right? Like, we're at 40% right now. It's going to go to 20. It basically gets cut in half every single fucking time. And then we go to 10 on the third year, which I will say this, maybe not financial advice. Fuck it, I can say it here, right? Like, maybe it's life advice. I can be a life coach. Everybody's a life coach these days. Like, right before the third halving or whatever it's called, like, maybe start taking some profits off of there, because a lot of people are going to do that. Because after that, we basically start going into 1% each and every time that event happens. So it goes from 40 to 20 to 10. To 9, 8, 7, 6, and then goes into that 12-year vesting schedule for the teams, right? So, like, again, like, I'm getting while the getting is good for the first 3 years. I've already taken profits for my initial investment. Yes, I've basically done it again. Like, I reinvested when it gave me that second opportunity at that low, got out again with my initial investments, and was able to actually keep stacking more for the next run up back up. So it could go back up even halfway. It could go up a third of the way. It doesn't matter to me. Like, none of this matters. In fact, yeah, I don't even fucking care for the next 2 years. So, Knots, I think we lost it. Let me get him back. Jerry, can you?
Your man Tango got some fucking monologue going on Tang, I just want to say, bro, mate, you'll sing. You could sing the fucking phone book for me, brother, man. On, carry on, I'll tell you. It's Sunday night, it's a bit late. It's a bit ropey. Fucking Winston's out running around, sniffing for fucking frogs and toads. And I'm like, kicking back, listening to this fucker over there, giving it some large, man. Have you heard it? Have you heard Tang's monologues? They're fucking lethal. I'm going to shut your mouth for a bit anyway.
Love you, Robo. Appreciate it, man.
Guys, thanks. I think my Twitter is working now, right? You guys hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you just fine.
Robo, yes, we go way back. I think you got interested in Cosmos with the Juno token, right? Wasn't Juno the one that kind of brought you into the ecosystem? Because you were
No. I've got many tweets going back a long time. I was there for the original upgrade. But I got stitched as well because I had my fucking Atom on a sex at the time as well. Mate, no. I, Jerry, you might have left. I think you might have left, or I think it might have been the second spaces we did, because we did two where, like, the first one, my connection fucked up and you took it over at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then we came in later, if you remember, bro.
Yes.
It was the second one, I think. Where I was like telling the story about like the journey and blah blah blah. Man, nah, I was into like DVPN and shit like long before like the IBC migration and Akash and well early last year. Like how I discovered Atom was, it's just so easy for me to get money back to Thailand. And Yowster, if Yowster's there, he'll know this story because I've said it like three or four times. And I don't want to be a repeat fucking story like some people. That's all I will say is I just discovered that Atom is the best way, liquidity wise, for me to get money back to Thailand, Jerry. So February 2021, I discovered like, all right, okay, I can get the money back to Thailand. It's cheap as fuck. It's easy as fuck. There you go. That's the story, bro.
That's right. Yeah, I remember you talking about DVPN. I got a good bag of that myself. I kind of hope that that DVPN hangs in there. The trouble with that one is, I learned from Rusty, is you can get your own DVPN online for free, right? Rusty, you got one. You just kind of like did a download.
It's not decentralized, but yeah, you can just get a Google Chrome extension and fire it up.
That's tough. But as far as Juno goes, I've been huge on Juno since the beginning. Rusty and I were so excited. Robo was excited. And we're already feeling the energy again. And the community has so much growth to it. It's just amazing. Rusty and I are already chatting back and
forth. Jerry, I bet you can't even remember like me posting about like my dog, like Juno Rhea, because she's fucking the albino little fucker. She's like the same color scheme as what Juno used to have. I have got a thread where, like, in the long thread, I posted, like, me little dog, she'll be swimming with Uncle Jerry in the fucking pools. 397, brother. Three years. Because I've been out in that fucker for a long time. 397, pool 397, no, Jerry?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, you got with the Juno pools. The pooling of Juno is great. You know, Osmosis, Juno Swap, they have the pools, and you know, I'm staking a hell of a lot too with the Terra collapse. I'll be honest, like I kind of got a little skittish around pools in general, just with the collapse and seeing how quickly money can evaporate. But I'm starting to dip my toes back into the pools, but. I'm just a huge staker, like almost all of my Juno staked, and I'm restaking it this year, all of next year. I'm looking at the next 2 years, just, you know, taking advantage of that Juno APR and just letting money make money.
Yep, I totally agree. And you know, it's really funny. I just, like, as I'm listening to you guys, because I remember when Juno first came out, and I remember, Jerry, when you were Juno Jerry, and I remember you asking all these questions. I don't know why I didn't connect that. But I clearly remember I was outside working on my yard, listening to a spaces. And back then I would never jump into space. I would just listen. And I remember you asking so much questions back then about Juno. That's so funny that I didn't put that together. You know, it's also crazy to think that IBC, the full functionality of IBC hasn't really been that long. Like you guys, like it's not even, it's like a year ago. That's insane. So like to think about the capabilities and the possibilities that we can go for permissionless smart contract, not only just that, but, you know, being in the Cosmos ecosystem, like, you know, Robo was saying, like, it's just so easy to get Atom on so many different ways and move money in any region of the world, like for the vast majority of people, right? Like it's quick, it's fast, it's like, we have a lot of upside potential, guys. A lot of upside potential for a lot of these projects. So I don't know. I was sitting here listening to you guys and I was like, wow, yeah, we're still early.
That space that you're referring to, I don't know who was hosting it, but they were like talking with some of the devs. And then, you know how Jerry does, he gets in there and just kind of co-hosts his way in there. And then he just took over and dominated that fucker.
Yeah, that was the one. It was like, he was
I like the devs
and he started asking questions. Yeah. I loved it. I was sitting there just geeking out, listening the whole time.
No, it was cool. It was, it was very early on with Juno, and we had Demi come on, and it came kind of like a question and answer. I don't remember who was hosting it, but it was kind of quiet and awkward. And I was like, ah, shoot, I'm just going to go in there. And we had
you
a lot
took
of
it over.
I did. And, you know, I'm still Juno Jerry at heart. I took off the Juno part because of knots. I don't want to look like I'm overly biased as far as like one IBC coin. So I just went to Jerry because, you know, in my heart, I love all Cosmos, right? And we as the knots team, we're all about staking, you know, a bunch of different Cosmos coins. So I'm trying to be a little more fair about it. But since we're talking Juno, yeah, I can let out my Juno love right now.
I've just flagged your mind, Jerry. Uncle Jerry, mind you. Hey, the internet never lies. It never fucking lies. I just tagged them. This is from, like, I don't know, December or before, like, long before then, I think. Jerry, never mind. You give me fucking some... What's... wait, I think there's a conspiracy happening right now. How comes Robo gets a fucking PFP off nuts? With the fucking forest shit going on, and then fucking just goes nuts right before the, hey guys, are you setting some shit up here or what? Is there some shit going on?
That was, we had no idea, but your PFP has been amazing in that, the little fortis on your hat, you know, that's a little honor to you, for, you know, playing the dungeons and loving the fortis for the 2 weeks I was up, but yeah, that Fortis and Wawa coming together, I mean, that's going to be hella fun.
A match made in heaven. I can't wait.
Yeah, I know a lot of people were trashing it and giving it a lot of negative feedback, but I was like, I don't know, guys. Like, I remember Rama was going to town at first, and I I thought I had it licked too. I was saying all kinds of shit about how to do your B-FOD and fucking S-FOD and all this other stuff, but I made a lot of money in the castle. So if we're gonna play this game again, let me back in that damn place, because I was bouncing all around in that castle.
I don't like their team. They were like, hey, you have a moderator position, and I was like, when do I start? And they literally just gave it to somebody else. So
are you talking about the Fortis team?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. When like I had them on the interview, they were on Don's channel as well. Like, it was awkward. The dude couldn't, I forget what his name was. He didn't
his English
know
was
shit.
Bad.
Well,
yeah,
but,
that's why they wanted to hire me.
Even his English, but it's still like, it was good enough, but he still didn't know how to explain anything. And it was like, okay. Anyway, like, I'm degen enough to jump back in there and not know a damn thing. He could just point, and I'm going to jump back in that damn castle, because I have a lot of fucking chihuahua. I always say chihuahua.
You should stream it.
I'm fucking definitely going to, and I still have a lot. I took out my initial plus profits, but I still have stuff left in the castle. So like, whatever's trapped in there, I like that they called it residents. All you residents in the castle, you mean all the people that got trapped and was like, fuck it, I don't want to leave. But yeah. Like, I still got a lot of that too. So hey, I'm gonna go back in there and play. Let's do it.
Hell yeah, I'll be back in there as quick as I can. Get your money in, get the initial investment out, like you said, and then after that, just let that shit ride.
Yep. Be like Black Friday. Remember when Black Friday was like, when before all that fucking COVID shit, like, remember people used to rush the doors, push little old ladies and stuff down? That's what you guys got to be at. With stuff like with Forrest, you got to be the first fuckers in and the first fuckers out. Like, that's what you got to be.
Tank, you know, in Thailand. In Thailand, right, they show videos of, like, Black Friday every fucking year. And it's like, look at these fucking heathens. How dare they? Like, I'm telling you, bro. The Thais, like, look at this shit. And you're like, is this... Is there some fucking ape shit swinging in from the fucking trees, like snatching? What the fuck?
In my 20s, bro, I clearly remember this Black Friday. I went out in my 20s and it was like I was getting my niece this fucking, she wanted to be a photographer, whatever it was. And it was this fucking camera thing. You guys into cameras and photography, you guys know they're super expensive and blah, blah, blah. So I went in there and I fucking hauled ass. I think it was Walmart. I hauled ass to it. And there was this little old lady. There was a lot of people around us, and I swear it was like one of those damn movie scenes. It was just one left, and I put my hand on it. She put her hand on my hand, and I snatched that fucking thing out of her hand, and I looked at it, and I was like, I did not give two shits.
But you know what Black Friday is? You know what Black Friday is? It's just fucking, it's practice. It's fucking stage practice for Armageddon. Because, I'll tell you what, when them food shortages come, what, you're going to let little old Betty from fucking next door take the fucking last can of beans out of the local supermarket? Are you fuck? You're going to smash Auntie Betty straight in the fucking jaw. And actually, you'll probably eat a dead fucking carcass, like, because that's what these fuckers want.
Yeah, and that's what you guys got to be like when Fortinas opens back up. You guys got to be snatching cameras out of old ladies' hands. You guys got to be moving.
That's how it was with the fucking toilet paper when COVID started. Yeah, you fucking smacked somebody over a goddamn roll of toilet paper.
Yeah, and bottled water.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Get it from Costco? Toilet paper at Costco? Like, they were shutting people down. You could.
So, Tank, you don't know. Tank, you don't know. We are, listen, there's a famous expression. If you advance search me, you'll see it all over. We are but 9 meals from anarchy. This is the mantra that, like, if you're inside, if you look at what's going on, we are but 9 meals from anarchy.
I love it, dude. You're probably absolutely fucking right. Absolutely right.
At the Trailer Park School Elementary, teacher Robo teaches all this great stuff to the kids. He just gives it straight. And that's what we appreciate about him is there's no hiding it. There's no shading it. He just throws it out there.
At least people.
And I send kids to America that are more clued up than fucking any kid you've ever met in your life. They have to be, man. They have to be. You fucking can't fuck around with what I do, you know? Anyway, hey, Jerry, I've got to say this on live online. Jerry, I fucking love you, mate. I love you, bro. I have to say, it's been a long time. There's been a lot of fucking shenanigans or whatever, Johnny. You're a fucking good man, you, man. A good man.
Thank you, Robo. You're a great man, too. I can't say enough good things about everything you do for Cosmos. You know, you have your own unique voice on it and language, but I just, you know, I love what you and your team around you do to, you know, bring to light, you know, concerns, issues, what's going on in Cosmos. We need you, and we need people like you to make Cosmos better.
100% agree.
We need everybody. Everybody needs to be doing it. Everybody needs to put the work in. Everybody needs to do some fucking heavy lifting. Because if this IBC Cosmos shit is going to fucking work out, man, we need to be fucking... Like, who watches the watchers is what the fucking say, isn't it? Like, we're fucking watching the watchers all over the place, like, and if it's never going to work unless there's fucking eyeballs all over. Shout out 360 for the fucking Echelon shit, by the way.
Dude, that shit's fucking so funny.
Actually, let's pivot a little bit on that, because I don't have too much more longer, but I do want to kind of touch base on that. And admittedly, wow, 360 and, like, man, Kevin from Oni, everybody, you know, fucking, we always talk about Jacob and stuff like that, but holy shit. I've been seeing some fucking crazy.
Do you want to know?
Their team.
Do you want to know? Do you want to know what's going on? Yeah. You know what's going on, don't you, Tank? You know what's going on.
All day, dude. I've been watching. It's like fucking popcorn time, right?
It's getting worse, though. Like, basically, it's fucking backed by one of the worst scammers in the entire crypto space. There's been a 400 page. Been a 400 page. No. This is like, hey, follow that story if you want, or wait to like I say, I'm not fucking gonna give any details. Like, all I'm like, I'm only helping people out with some fucking,
dude,
you know,
if that's true,
some
that
delivery.
Dude,
wait, echelon. Did you not see fucking Jacob ear bomb earlier saying like, hey, yeah, I know you fuck. Said
I just
you
don't
want
to know if they're legit.
It gets worse than you all can ever believe, and it's not my place to say it. But what's coming is fucking nasty. I'm supposed to be working on this now. Actually, like, it's quite late here. It's fucking nearly 1 o'clock here, nearly 1 a.m. in the morning. I'm there's a last draft that I'm probably gonna have to leave the spaces for and jump on. But I think, I don't know, Tank said he was fucking not long in the game.
I was like trying to do something else. Can you hear me? Is my shit cut on?
Yeah, did you see you? I thought you said you were leaving, bro. I thought you said you were leaving. Like,
I thought my stuff cut out. Yeah, I only have like 10 more minutes, guys. Admittingly, my wife's gonna fucking kill me if I don't meet her for lunch. But no, I'm interested in that, and I totally believe you, man. Like, I'm not a tinfoil kind of guy, but I fucking am, I guess. Like, I'll bring the fire and pitch toward. Like, if anything's concerning, I'm gonna speak up about it.
Well, hey, now we know exactly what a scam looks like when they just clone the code for Evmos and just airdropped it all to themselves. Like, they airdropped it to themselves and set up fake validators or like real validators, but it's all them behind the scenes. That's what pretty much Echelon was, right?
Woo, that shit's not gonna fly. I don't know, but how the fuck? My question is like, how in the hell did you even think that? That was not going to get noticed, or like that was going to fly. Like Robo said, like maybe people just don't know how active we are on trying to protect this community. Like, yeah, maybe you could call us maybe a little aggressive or maybe a little bit overprotective or whatnot. But like, how the fuck did you think that was not going to get noticed?
It takes some.
Winston's listening right now. Winston says, "Who the fuck is that legend?"
Dude, I think they should be removed from
my
the
fucking
here.
Dog.
Like, they need to come up with a governance proposal, remove them. Like, I was talking to Sonny with yesterday about this, and he said like there has to be some level of policing, not policing, but like he used another word, but you know, some, like, he gave an example after of an Ethereum project offering to put 100 coins on Osmosis, and he was like, yeah, no, we don't know you guys, you know, there's got to be some level of, like, you know. So I think they should just come up with a vote to remove them and their channel, you know, and that's it.
Is there not a way that we can ultimately do that as a community? Like, just come up with a vote
so.
And ban? We can, right? Like,
I don't think Osmosis can do it, but I think the community can do it.
No, but the community, the community could do it, right?
Yeah, it's all got to be voted on in governance. But the thing is that they did slide by for about 2.5 weeks. I mean, the LP pool has been up for at least 2 weeks, you know? And those people started really asking questions because when you first looked at like their material, it's like, okay, there's nothing here. It's just like they're saying they're a bridge to Ethereum, you know.
So dude, the guy is like, tens of millions have been scammed, and I'm not gonna blow the fucking story because it's not my story and it's still gonna come out. It's fucking 360 story. But like, this is like far worse than this discussion is like a bridge in the subject right now. Like, when I finish this, I should go to bed actually, but I'm going to jump on. I'm going to have a little fiddle off because it took me fucking hours to convince him to put a medium up today of the first the first thread from yesterday. Mm-hmm. So like, I was like, no, put one up. Like if you like, dude, he sent me an 80-page report, man. It's fucking 400 pages sitting with the FBI. Yeah.
I mean, it takes
like this is really bad, like really bad.
It takes
bad.
A lot of time and research to dig all that stuff up, you know?
That's crazy.
Like,
that's what I was going to say. Like, yeah. They might have got through with 2 weeks, but that probably was like noticed immediately and took that long to kind of like gather data, gather resources and information to ensure that, you know, like we're not being crazy and stuff like that. So, still,
he's a bombshell for you that you'll hear shortly. They hit the fucking Harmony chain first. IBC was the fucking second fucking outage into like the new blockchains, but Harmony's been hit big time. They scammed some projects on Harmony first.
Let me say this straight right now. It's my spaces, right? And it's being recorded right now. This goes out to any fucking protocol or business or scammers, little fuck dicks that try to come into the IBC. We're gonna catch your shit. Don't even fucking try it. You will be exposed. We're active over here. We gives two fucks. We're gonna find you. Don't do it. It'll be the end of your scam.
Tank Montana, Tank Montana. Did you hear that, little motherfuckers? We got chainsaws, man. We got chainsaws. We got fucking dogs.
We got crazy. We got dogs people that are looking at shit like 360, like Rama, like crazy motherfuckers that are looking at shit all the time.
It would be better if they just put Ponzi Town on top of it. That way, we'd all know it's a Ponzi. We could run in real fast and get the hell out real fast. They just label it what the hell it is.
At least let us go have some fun.
I'm seeing reposts. Like, I'm seeing reposts of other people be like, this is why Cosmos is better because the community, blah, blah, blah. I'm like literally seeing that, like, posts like that. It's great. It's hard to start with scams.
Who was that one? Oh, gosh. Somebody shared it earlier, but it was like the CEO or whatever, like saying that everybody in the Cosmos was fucking idiots and that we're all dumb and should.
Oh, where he's telling everybody to die and calling everyone.
To die, yeah. Like, dude, we're probably the smartest and craziest bunch in crypto, so like I'm just warning you.
Tank, you're not just the brains, mate. Not just the brains. I've got five hybrid fucking golden jackals that will fucking, I mean, I'm happy I own these motherfuckers, because I swear to God, hey we will fucking destroy your life, you little cunts.
Yeah, I'm ready for it. I've said it many times before, look, I'm here to unite the true IBC, to unite the Cosmos ecosystem. But I'm also here to burn any motherfucker down that tries to do it any kind of harm or be malicious in any kind of way. I'll raise red flags and sound alarms all day long. And if I'm wrong, I'll apologize. That's fine. But I am not hesitant to burn a bitch down, and I will. And I'll call people out all day fucking long. So, and I'll shoot off running cops.
On that subject, the 360 thing is going to be great. And you know why? Is because, like, I remember, like, months ago, shilling fucking Rama, like the first one to fucking shill him, fucking get on this kid, blah, 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 right? He'll fucking tell you that. And then he fucking shilled 360. Who the fuck is coming next that fucking 360 is going to shill? Like the next kid, I don't know, he's just going to be some fucking Zoomer sitting in front of fucking 25 screens per day, filling us full of fucking knowledge, bro, about every scam going.
Yeah, dude, I in my mind, I picture like some fucking Matrix looking fucking setup where they're like, they're just like deep into it and they know it all. What's up, Seeds?
Hey, guys. So I guess I'm in the process of splitting my Atom from 2 to 2 and 2 to 3. So 2 is about security. 3 is about love, because 2 is essentially dominated by male. And the safe, secure space for female doesn't exist. So that's what 3 is. 3 is love, and I assume it's going to be mostly female. And we need to bring all of them into Web3, right? So as I hear the language in this place, Crypto Tank and Robo, what it reminds me of is the old Roman, Latin, or even in the United States, the spirit of guardians, right? So you guys are kind of saying a lot of cuss words, and it has a place. It brings your courage, because courage is love over fear. And when you're being attacked, you got to go into self-defense mode, right? You don't do it out of hate, you do it out of love.
Be careful, mind, bro. Be very careful where you tread in this conversation, mind, because I am a student of fucking etymology as well. I hope it's a positive outcome in this. I hope it's a positive outcome. Where are you going, bro?
So yes, it is a positive outcome. and what I'm, what I would, I, it's a suggestion. is that kind of like what IBC Gang is and what the Spark IBC is. It's like a little sub-subcommittee, right? It's like a sub, not a sub-DAO, but it's a sub-subcommittee of like-minded people that care about, say, protection, security, and defense of Cosmos against fraudulent scammers and all that stuff, so that you guys could go all out and kind of focus on defense of these falsehood, fake news, or misinformations. So maybe there ought to be that group that you guys might be interested in forming, so that it's a focus group. And they all know to go there if and when something like a virus or a threat happens in the Cosmos network. Thank you.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah. I think the interesting part is it's like, you know, last year, like you were saying, like IBC has only been live for a little bit over a year now. Like before that happened, like everyone knew, like over on Binance and, you know, some of the other chains, like when all the little crap coins and scam coins were coming out, like people knew there were tons of rug pulls over there, but there just wasn't the volume and the traffic happening on Cosmos. So it's like Cosmos was a little bit more laid back, safer place. But now that Cosmos is growing and getting attention, the scammers are starting to show up. It just shows that, you know, the ecosystem is growing. But I like the, you know, I like what, you know, you guys are saying, like, we're not going to put up with it here. If, you know, like, you know, obviously Fortis, you know, I remember after it was up for a week, people were saying, careful, careful, you know, this is a scam, this is a scam, this is crazy. But it's like, people knew what it was. You know, it's the other side of the coin where people like the Echelon stuff, where you just come in and with all this false information and try to scam people. That's the rug. You know, that's what we're not going to put up with.
Yes, in my opinion, it's primarily the IBC, right? Because IBC, I feel, is really taking off, and it's like catching the Polkadot community, Near community. And I know Emin Gonzar at the Avalanche is kind of stalling this process because CryptoCito asked him there very specifically in a polite way, and he said this is going to be the year of the bridge war, which we all know as a, you know, collapse of bridge, a collapsing year of bridge, not an innovation. So IBC is where all the center of attention is getting. Everybody's gravitating towards it. And I forgot which one of you guys said it. You guys are absolutely right. It is because of the traffic and the attention that primarily is driven by IBC's technology that connects everybody. And nobody has IBC because Polkadot is about 1 to 2 years behind because I remember Gavin and Jay talking on a video one time, long time ago. I think it was like 2016, 2017 maybe. And Gavin was trying to kind of like, it was kind of like funny. Like Gavin was like trying to ask a professor, like if he would, you know, spend time with them. It was a really funny video because obviously Jay was ahead of him. And it still is the case. Like Polkadot has like way more, a bigger developer community, but they're starting to lose them because of IBC. So again, I think channeling energy is really important. And I think we need to have like a defenders guard community of subcommittees that focuses on being on high alert. It's like kind of like the reserve, right? Army reserve or Marine reserve, whatever. Like we go on doing our business, and if and when something comes up, we're the watchers. We're the first ones to alert people. We're the Minutemen. And that's the kind of, I guess, idea that I have inherent in being in this specific forum, because every energy has its purpose. And I think the type of people, individuals that we know who we are, we're either athletes, nerds, geeks, jocks, you know, preppies, whatever. Like we know who we are, and we have to identify, align ourselves with what we are good at, what our power is. And I would love to suggest you guys to form a subcommittee of Minutemen or something themed related to Cosmos, of course, that is like a guardian of the galaxy that springs to action, right?
Are you in the Cosmos spaces or Spark IBC rooms or IBC gang rooms?
It's like the Web3 is expanding so much, right? So I think the danger that I try to kind of balance against is getting siloed into too specific of things. So as much as I'm calling for subcommittee of like a guardian of the galaxy, guardian of the cosmos, like IBC, my interest in IBC Yang and Spark IBC, I think is more of a education, if I'm not mistaken. And I have not yet stepped my feet into that to learn, because I think there was something about validator education, trying to get people to validate.
Timmy does workshops. I actually moderate, work for all of them. So if you need a link to anything, I'll send
that. Can I ask you a question while you're on this subject of Spark IBC? So like a Jacob did at Notional, there's some sort of video, which I must have missed, or maybe he never put it out because he's so busy, about introducing new people to the validators.
I saw that post.
Yeah. So what is the... is it a two separate effort, or do you guys are you guys communicating to create a kind of what Jack Zamplin at the
Cosmos Builder Foundation? Well, I'm pretty sure if he made that post, he's probably working with it with Timmy, because Timmy's doing some other stuff to include a bunch of other projects to do it at once. I can't like say too much because I don't honestly know like if he's told anybody what he's doing it, but yeah, that would be a thing. You should probably come and attend the boot camp that he has, and he'll like completely explain everything to you himself.
I'd say the last thing is to, again, it's like conservation of energy and time, because there are so many new exciting projects and new knowledge and new information that is just like expanding literally like cosmos. I think the really important thing for onboarding new people and somebody who's been on Web3 since 2016, like me, but not as a technical person, because I started learning Go this year, computer science, CS this year as a hobby on my own. And so it's probably not going to get, I'm not going to be really useful or helpful or productive until probably 2015, because I'm taking it.
Yeah,
as a
I'm
hobby.
In the same boat.
Yeah. So I kind of encourage everybody here to pick up. It's not natural for me because I'm an architect. I come from the design and art side, creative side, visual side, which I think is really what Web3 really lacks, but we're not there yet.
Oh, yeah, the UX. I'm better with UX also. Like, yeah, I've actually done some like stuff, work for Atlas DAO with their UX and stuff they're using.
Yeah, I'll close out my energy or thought here is to, for us to kind of create like a diamond, right? And what I mean by that is a place, like a group within Twitter, crypto Twitter, where we know where to go to for the singular diamond-like purpose of like one word. What is this subgroup about? Defense? Security? Is it about education? Is it about support?
That's actually a good idea.
Yeah. So that way, Cosmos community that are kind of not the beginners, but not the newbies, but that's been here for at least like 6 months, a year, are aware. This is a problem that we have in communication in general, like not just
you need to talk to Timmy, because that's totally something that he was working with streamlining people into work like with projects and stuff through college type courses and things.
Yeah, he seems to be in line with in the educational part, but I guess that I have a slight personal disagreement with what education is, because I've been doing that for about 25 years, and I've spent all my money trying to create fellowships and grants and all this stuff to teach people how to design and build. But this is an analog world, right? So
there's a project that you could probably join that's literally designing things like this. It's an acronym, and I can never remember it. But they're working with Timmy also.
All right. So if you don't mind, I will DM you on Twitter if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure.
And then I'll try to DM. Timmy, we're all busy, so like there's no expectation of 24 turnaround time, but if anything that I said in this session is like encapsulated as one sentence, is let's create a diamond of a place where cosmonauts could go, like beam themselves to that place, so that we get the right information to propagate and create awareness.
I just want to, I'm sorry, guys. I have to cut this off, but I do want to kind of answer or respond back to what you guys were just talking about. I'm sorry, guys. I only have so much more time left, but really interesting enough, and I cannot let the cat out of the bag right now. I have been speaking with Timmy and Spark IBC, IBC Gang, and Spark IBC are both working on a very, very large project that is going to be involving many, and I guess I can say it's hopefully as many protocols and platforms that are connected via IBC are in floating around our Cosmos ecosystem. It is going to be massive. We are really being, if you guys know me, my goals are pretty, pretty lofty. And I just got done speaking with Timmy about this goal or likewise endeavor that we both have for the Cosmos community that addresses a lot of the concerns or thoughts that you just had, Seed. Also on top of that, I have been talking and I've expressed a couple of times before a very large project as well that goes parallel with that other, which is two different things, but maybe could be combined. But again, shout outs to Jerry and Rusty and a few other people here. Way too many of them to actually give a shout out to each individual ones. But IBC Gang ultimately is working towards becoming a media arm that helps onboard and educate people about things in a way that looks much like a news channel and or media production. It could be whatever. It could be like PBS or like whatever media channel you like to watch, whatever. Same type of structure, but we are trying to bring together protocols that involve things like learn and earn structures via, I'm not just saying it has to be on OmniFix, but like how OmniFix has interactive videos where you can maybe educate yourself, earn some tokens, and then also, you know, that in turn creates more wallets for these ecosystems. Also bring on other personalities, whether they're on Twitter or whether they're on YouTube, anywhere.
Can't give soul me. Yeah. I will be your corporate communications manager for free. You fucking sold me, dickhead.
No, I'll do the fucking job. Man.
I'll do the job for fucking free, me. And the best thing is, I've just been messaging Gaines in the DMs, man. Everybody say, hey, Kaiser Saucer. Kaiser Saucer. Don't fucking forget what goes on. Hey, we all want you lot. We all want Anon to think we're fucking dumb cunts. I'm only joking, son.
It solves onboarding new people, right? It solves educating new people because we can't just keep selling pizzas to the same pizza stores in our town. We have to reach out. We have to reach out and we have to onboard, whether it's from different TVLs or like ideally brand new users into our ecosystem so that we can grow further. The best way to do that, in my humble opinion, like you were saying, Cease, is actually by educating people, but taking a flip, taking a new approach and taking a new angle on what onboarding or educating people actually looks like. And the way that we go about doing it shouldn't be like how we traditionally have been doing it in the crypto ecosystem, especially not the way that we've been doing it in the Cosmos ecosystem. So we are working, IBC Gang is working.
Well, Raccoon, mind tank, when you say that, I have to say it. Raccoon is a fucking shining example of how people are trying to do things. Probably I'm not fucking chilling them. Don't you fucking think I should leave for the game?
No, but you are. You're doing it totally differently. You're doing it in a very different, unique way. Which obviously, right? Like we've all seen the Rack token and even the Raccoons NFTs. If you guys haven't been noticing the appreciation,
it's working. This, it's working, Tank. It's working. It's working. I dropped the Medium Tank at the all time fucking low. I was in the DMs. I was like, look, we can't go any lower. Like, shall we just go and send it? Fucking, yeah. And they were like, yes,
but also the reason too is that, right, you guys are bringing a niche that everybody has as far as an itch to scratch. Everybody's a little bit of a degen, right? But you guys are also doing things a lot more innovatively, and we need to do that. We need to switch it up as far as how we promote education material, how we actually engage via Twitter, YouTube, and all this other stuff. Like, there's so many Cosmos Spaces, right? Like, I got a couple of the gang members there from Cosmos Spaces here right now. They're fucking savages on Twitter, but like we need to get them out of Twitter as well, right? Like Raccoon, we need to get them outside of the ecosystem and in more faces. A lot of these protocols, right? We need to find a different way to broadcast that out and reach more people. And now that we have some really innovative things, hopefully not fully developed yet. They're not there yet, right? Like OmniFlex Middle is not there just yet, but hopefully soon But now that we have all these tools to start using, again, we were just saying IBC hasn't actually even been around for very long. But now that we have all these tools for our garden to start maturing and start, you know, are cultivating what we have planted, we're going to start seeing things grow really, really quickly. So IBC, I just kind of want to wrap it up because I do got to go, guys, and I got to cut this off. But IBC gang, Spark IBC is teaming up to something massive, 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 massive. It's going to save a lot of, it's going to be great. It's going to be absolutely great. And then Tank, IBC gang is going for a media arm as well. So
can you leave the room open and Grits will take over hosting?
Or we're just going to relaunch under.
Yeah, Cosmo. We can just relaunch.
Hey, Mayor, when do you guys want
to? Fucking Grits is a bit of a cunt sometimes. Like, I'm not too sure. Like, Grits, like, you need to be.
I'm out in the world, and so I got to shut up.
Bro, I'm joking.
But if you guys would, Grits, go ahead and go ahead and throw. If you guys follow Grits or be on the lookout, Grits will throw up another one here shortly. And just join that one. I'm sorry, I didn't think that this was gonna take off like it would, but I gotta get going, guys.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Cosmos Ecosystem Review with the IBC gang, hosted by Crypto Tank, recorded on Sunday, August 7th, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening.
When I'm ripping and rapping, I ain't picking the bastards who be tricking the masses into getting their asses kicked. Feels like I've been getting my masters. Fuck, I'm pumping double like the income that's passive. Raise up the bar before I fly right past it. I'll be writing rhymes till they put me in a casket. Old man shit, put the lotion on its skin. Then put that shit back in the damn basket. Like Buffalo Bill, the way I'm ruffling feathers. Snuffing out debt, cut the heads off collectors. Keep a couple heads in a jar as keepsakes. And take the rest and turn them into free. Upgrade the feeling, supply the free base. Looking all professional, tools in the briefcase. Running on empty from gassing up my teammates. First one down, let me know how that sleep tastes.
Now places the lotion in the basket.
And impossible, defending the plausible from end to demonstrable. The mission isn't even worried about the clearance. Running interference till our enemies fear us. We're only one disappearance away from a bad day. Everybody trying to save face on the last day. Feeling fancy, about to pull out the masse. Drop the eight ball in passing, that's so passe. I'm getting nasty, you cannot put it past me. A mix between blasphemy and tuck everlasting. Feeling like a masterpiece, looking like a tragedy. Trying to get through another day full of savagery. Getting headstrong from working in the mess hall, all hands on deck, waiting for our next haul. I need the rest, got big plans to eject, so feed the grass and keep off the Kleenex.
I am interested in magic because I am fascinated with psychology. I love to learn about how people make inferences go, how they draw conclusions and find patterns and information. And in particular, I'm interested in all that can go wrong. How an individual can be led astray if certain cognitive vulnerabilities are exploited.
Terra Spaces.